This is Diane Bartels with the FM 92 Newsroom. We're on the line today with Dr. James Patterson, a family practice physician with the Bates County Memorial Hospital's Family Care Clinics. I want to start out, Dr. Patterson, with some information that the hospital has released to the public. The local COVID-19 positivity rate has jumped dramatically since September. So far in November, 26.3% of patients who tested for COVID-19 have tested positive. This is a very sharp increase compared to 13.3% in October and 4.5% in September. What kind of measures and what kind of adjustments have you had to make in the medical care field?
Good morning. We've seen a lot of cases, and that could be somebody with no signs or symptoms, just being exposed that we've tested, to other people that have been short of breath with headaches, shortness of breath, diarrhea, lack of smell, or lack of taste, to other symptoms that come up. And what we've been doing is we've been running them through the ambulance bay with an appointment because we don't want to have them come to the clinic if we suspect that they might have COVID, because we don't want to spread it to healthy patients. So if we suspect that they might have it or have an exposure, we'll have them go through the ambulance bay and test them, which we're getting back pretty quickly, the positive for negative rates. And then we can also treat strep throat through there and other coughs and colds through there if they don't have that. Or if we're, while we're waiting for the COVID test to come back, we can treat other things through the ambulance bay. And then if we find out they don't have that, then we can have them come into the clinics to treat them further.
Are there any new procedures that you've had to add due to the rise? The ambulance bay apparently is the main thing that you've had to adjust so that the people do not gather together in an area while they're testing?
Yes, we'll leave them in the car and not really have them come out and be able to check their blood pressure, pulse, O2 sats, be able to listen to them, look at them. We can feel their abdomen if they're having abdominal pain. And then we can even get chest x-rays ordered through there if we need to find out what's going on and treat them appropriately. Most of the time, because COVID mimics really everything, we'll do a COVID test and we'll get that back either that day or within 1 or 2 days and know if they have COVID. And if they don't have COVID, then we'll find out what else we need to do to treat them appropriately.
Do the same safety procedures still stand, or are we thinking maybe that we need to do more than just like the masks and the hand washing and that kind of thing? Of course, social distancing important. What about with the holidays coming up, and is there something we need to be extra cautious about in the coming weeks and months ahead?
Unfortunately, there's not much new. There is a vaccine that should come out here shortly. But wearing the mask is really important. I've noticed that a lot of people aren't doing that lately, especially at Walmart and other places like that. But, of course, it's their choice. But it does help if they do wear a mask by decreasing their exposure to COVID or them giving it to somebody else if they have it and they don't know it. And then washing hands or using hand sanitizer, that does decrease your risk of getting it because you are most people constantly touch their face or touch their kids, which could get it. If they open a door, they could possibly get it when they go to wipe their nose or something like that. So it is our only way of preventing it is using the hand sanitizer, washing our hands, or using a mask at this point.
Okay, so basically just stay the course that we've been on. And I agree with you that the masks are probably a very, very good idea when you're going out into public. I see a lot of people wearing gloves, like plastic gloves and rubber gloves. Does that help?
That protects them, but it doesn't help anybody else. Wearing gloves isn't a bad idea, but even when they wear gloves, they ought to use hand sanitizer to keep it from spreading to other people, because as they touch things, they're not going to get it on them, but they could spread it to other people by touching one thing and then touching another, moving, if they have COVID, moving it to another item. Or if they have COVID and they wipe their nose with a fresh pair of gloves, they could still touch an item and then expose somebody else.
We are on the line with Dr. James Patterson, family practice physician with the Bates County Memorial Hospital's Family Care Clinics, talking about the COVID in the Bates County area. There has been a severe rise in cases in the last 3 months, gone from 4.5% to 26.3% positive results for kits tested. We've got the holidays coming up. What do you recommend as far as family gatherings and traveling for those holidays at this time?
It's a difficult situation wanting to be with your family and everything, but probably the best case scenarios with older relatives, people over the age of 55, would be to have them stay at home. I know that's not what people want to hear, but they are more risk of having severe reactions to the disease and could possibly die from it. So it probably would be best for them to stay at home, but everybody's got to make that decision for themselves. But if they're at home, they with the family gathered around them, they probably should wear a mask and try to stay 6 feet away and then constantly wash their hands doing that.
Good advice, just your basic standard precautions that we're all used to taking now. That is going to be a pretty personal choice, I think, for a lot of families. It's going to be a difficult choice to make, but sometimes you have to look at the bigger picture.
Yes.
Dr. Patterson, I do want to thank you very much for being with us today. I appreciate all your information. We will be updating the public with more information as Bates County Memorial Hospital releases more guidelines and more information.
We're just anxious to get the vaccine in and hope it comes soon so that we can get everything back to normal the way it used to be.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you.
This interview has been pre-recorded for playback at a later time.